When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Funny how, like, they so first is Geordi comes and visits because Picard has a neurological disease that makes him potentially hallucinate, which is
it's a Geordi disorder,
the Ambrodium disorder.
Ambrodium,
that's what I'll write. Geordi disorder,
he's got Ambrodium.
Oh, he's a sort,
and then. And then he's like, we have to see Data. I promise I'm switching timelines. And Geordi's like,
I promise. Guys, I know. Look,
I promise.
I know I say
everybody
this and
get in
that,
here.
Whatever.
Everybody
I
get in here. Pinkies up. Pinkies up.
I promise I'm switching timelines.
I
promise I'm switching. And Geordi's like, all right, Captain.
Yeah.
And so they go to Cambridge.
You
where
you did
Data-
criticize my novel.
He literally didn't finish. He's like, the main character was too flamboyant, but... Oh, wait, do you hear that? Do you see that?
You see those weirdos?
I am imagining that weirdos? At that moment, Geordi was like, here we go. So a little bit, he was probably happy those weirdos came along, you know, to be distracting him from...
How shitty is it to give a note like that when it's too late? Like, the book's already
it's
been written.
So too late.
What do you want me to do about it? Huh?
The thing is, I read your last book from an old friend. It should never end on a note.
Yeah.
If you're having a conversation with somebody you haven't seen in 9 years and they're like, I read your book, the only way to go is, I'm so proud of you or whatever.
If you didn't like it, just say, congratulations on the book.
Congratulations on the book. That's so cool. You know what I mean? I thought the main character was a little flamboyant. It's like, what? Fuck off.
Hey, your book was great. Here's the stuff I didn't like.
A sort of a spatial anomaly in the Devron system. In the Devron system.
Well,
in
that
the
sounds made
zone.
Up.
Captain.
If the anomaly appeared there in the past, then it might be here too, and we have to find out.
Just because
he's so
you're
good
seeing it in two other time frames
older.
Doesn't mean that it's gonna be here.
Yeah, but if it is here, then it means something. Damn
he's
it,
so
Geordi,
good.
I know what we have to do.
So disrespectful. Screaming at Geordi like that.
All right. I gotta go church.
Okay, but church. First,
religion's
no
back.
Neutral zone, remember?
Right. Right. Klingons.
He's so
in this
good.
Time period, the Klingons have taken over the Romulan Empire.
Right now, relations between us and the Klingons aren't too cozy.
I know that. I've like, completely lost my mind, you know.
Asshole.
Well, if we're going to the Devron system, we're gonna need a ship.
And then this is where punching him on the
okay,
arm.
Stop hitting me.
Please
now,
don't hit me.
I think it's time to call in some old favors.
I'm going to get my dry cleaning picked up.
Like, look at his hand. His hand looks older. He's
hand
doing
older.
Hand acting and making it look older somehow. Like,
that's
he's just a shapeshifter.
He's so good.
I'd like to help.
Someone who's not a shapeshifter.
What you're asking for is
look,
impossible.
Isn't that Paul?
Closed their borders to all
oh my God.
I can't
well,
hold my head up with all this silver
really
spade into it.
I saw a report.
Paul?
It's like weighing his head down. All this silver hairspray. No
activity. Because it's real silver.
My neck is killing me.
He demanded
it. That's as much as the neck.
Well, I don't believe it. Well, what if their long-range scans are faulty? We have to go there and see for ourselves.
Look, I've got the Yorktown out near the border.
Mayor of Yorktown's there.
I'll have her run some long-range scans in the DevRun system. If she finds out anything, I'll let you know.
Well, that is just not good
enough. We've got Mayor of Yorktown looking out there.
I'm sorry. It's all I can do, Riker out.
It's all I can do, Riker out.
Like, he really wanted to get off.
And of course, Data's in a robe. Petting.
Of course, petting Data's something. In a robe.
If I was switching timelines and about to lose my mind, I would be like, Data. Data is my best friend right now because he's the only computer friend.
He does do that. Yeah. He's the only computer.
He's the only computer. He's the only computer friend.
Yeah.
He's good for fights with your husband. For fights with your friends, for switching timelines, just for general remembering.
I like him for that.
I like him. I like him for that. Yeah. You
know? I like him too. I like him.
Tea? Earl Grey, hot.
Of course it's hot. What do you want in it?
Love it.
Nothing.
Of course it's fucking hot, you idiot.
Nothing. Oh, Data.
I love a sassy broad.
This is a fine place you have here. You certainly treat professors very well at Cambridge.
Cat was on his lap.
Holding the Lucasian chair does have its perquisites. This house originally belonged to Sir Isaac Newton when he held the
benefits.
Position.
Why would they perquisite?
It's become the traditional residence.
Resident.
Here you go.
Thank you.
If you're really his friend, you'll get him to take that gray out of his hair.
Jessel.
Looks like a bloody skunk.
Dang!
She's amazing.
She can be frightfully trying at times, but she does make me laugh. Data, what is it with the hair anyway?
So good.
I found that a touch of gray adds an air of distinction.
Nope.
He said this is all gray. I'd swear that it was Darjeeling.
Ugh, when Captain, these Brits get on about their tea.
How long has it been since you've seen a the little doctor in-joke. About your iromotic syndrome?
But he's French.
Iromotic syndrome. Look, okay, pause, hold on.
Captain.
First of all,
how long has
look
it been since you've
in
seen
the background
a
on the mantle right now.
Iromotic-
okay. Oh, a little kitty.
This cat is all over the place.
A little kitty cat up there on the mantle.
The place is littered with cats.
Is it alive? Or, oh, there's more than one cat?
He's alive. He was petting a cat.
Because there's also a cat on the chair and there was one on his lap.
But one moment. Do you see how his nose, is the cutest nose that has ever existed?
It's so the cutest nose.
The cat?
Data's got like three.
Yeah, did you see?
Picard.
No, Picard.
No, the cat.
The cat. Of course the cat.
Picard's nose is just... I knew the whole time.
Anyway.
Picard's nose is just plain hot.
Picard's nose is just plain hot. Picard out.
Agreed. Picard out.
It's... And I also agree with everybody about Data's hair, Riker out. It's
Why
really
wouldn't
bad.
He do the sides? Why wouldn't he do, like, the temples?
He doesn't know. That's the thing. Like, she probably, the Jessel was probably like, why don't you do it on my temples? That's where you go gray in the first place, not on one side, last skunk. And she's like, Jessel,
you're frightfully trying right now.
She's allergic to cats, I think, for sure.
He does like that would be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Brent Spiner does a voice fry when he's acting not like Data that is so annoying.
I don't like it. I agree with you. And I'm really glad you brought it up because I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you said it. They have to go get, of course, the gang back together because nobody believes.
They go in the one ball ship.
Nobody believes at all that Picard isn't losing his mind. So they're just like, let's get all his old friends to try to
Why
do an intervention.
Why would they not after 7 years of
because he has... Iridium
embodying
syndrome.
Different places of turning into cakes.
He's got iridium though,
isn't
he?
He's got iridium growth. Bowel disorder, doesn't
he's got
he?
The, yeah.
Iridium bowel disorder.
He does.
Oh my God, the door hissed open.
It's an age makeup company
well,
on Beverly.
This is a page from the past. I never thought I'd see either of you on a starship again.
They did her dirty.
Oh, an occasion to make up an expression.
She's amazing at acting older too.
Yeah, she's good.
That's just
like she
usual.
Her like shoulders and everything. Her stance.
Yeah,
so,
she's
did
good.
Get my message.
Yes, Jean-Luc, crossing into Klingon territory. It's absurd. But then I never could say no to you.
Oh, so that's why you married me.
Ugh, don't like that reaction.
Fucking got me.
Well, now.
Fucking got me.
Business.
You got me.
Is to get clearance to cross the Klingon border.
Agreed. What about
Degreed.
Worf? This.
Yes. That's it. Worf.
Fuck yes.
Yes, that's the answer. Worf will help.
One man. Of the seven people I know.
Is Worf still a member of the Klingon High Council?
I'm not sure. Information on the Klingon political structure is hard to come by these days. However, at last report, Worf was governor of Hatoria, a small Klingon colony near the border.
Captain Picard?
Yes.
Captain Picard?
Captain, McKinley Station is signaling. They want to know when
they
we'll
both
be docking.
Answer.
Tell McKinley we've been called away on a priority mission.
Aye, sir.
So, you kept the name?
I've prepared quarters for you on deck 5. You might want to get some rest.
No, I'm
please
fine.
Stop bringing up
rest.
Our marriage.
No. Please escort the ambassador to his quarters.
Look, you're treating me as if I'm an invalid. But I do have a few years left in me yet. I do not want to be led around, and I do not want to be patronized.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Now I'll go and get some rest.
Oh, that's exactly what she said.
That's lovely. And then they're all like,
that piece
this bitch
of
crazy.
Shit.
How long since his last neurological scan?
I'm not sure.
This is what I'm worried
people. But I wouldn't try suggesting it. He says he's not taking any more damn tests.
This is what I'm worried people say about me when I leave a room. When was her last neurological scan? Like, I'm like, all right, guys, thanks for coming. It's been a great night. The whole audience at my comedy show. When was her last neurological scan?
Yes, Ronnie?
Paul.
Yes,
Paul.
Ronnie.
Paul?
Yes?
Oh.
What?
When she leaves, I'll ask you.
Okay. I have to get a coffee really quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Should we take a break?
No.
Oh.
Sounds like a break.
Oh, wow.
Paul.
Yes, Ronnie. You forgot
I'm
it?
I'm concerned.
What do you mean?
About Alice.
How so?
When do you think she had her brain scan last?
Never.
I heard you. Oh. I was here the whole time. Oh. I was waiting for you guys to ask about my brain.
I legitimately thought you were going to get coffee.
I really did.
This
is the thing. This is why I'm on in demand.
This is why you're going to be Pat.
Okay, here's one more thing about the movie. This is a big selling point. My co-star in every scene, a dog.
Is it just you and the dog?
A lot of it is.
That sounds like a one of the piece personnel.
That sounds like one of the piece.
That sounds like one of the piece, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is one of the piece personnel?
We've been hit by some computers.
It's just like human head. Do that some more.
So I'm worried that in the future, if I'm switching timelines and I leave a room, that's what people are going to say about me. Like, when was her last time? Instead of just believing
that's the challenge.
I swear.
Just the idea of someone, when you leave the room, that their smile goes like this. Like complete crumpling.
Let's all pretend that Skylar just said goodbye to us right now.
All right.
Okay, ready? All right. Thanks, Skylar.
Thanks.
Right,
okay, bye, Skylar.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
It was amazing for everyone at home.
Everyone at home. This is why you shouldn't listen at home. You should listen somewhere else where you can see this.
Skylar typed goodbye.
He typed goodbye.
He typed
goodbye.
Oh, goodbye and for me.
It was just fun for Skylar.
That was so fun.
I want to do that.
Jordy's
I don't know
like,
how we're going to make it into a thing that people pay to see, but I want
Jordy's
it.
Like, I don't believe you. Let's go to Data. And then they're like, okay, let's call Riker. Riker's like, nope, no bitch, no. And then they go to Beverly, and Beverly's like, got it. Let's call Worf. And then Worf is like, okay, let's go. So every time Picard leaves the room, they're all like, oh, bitch. Like, all right, I guess we're gonna go to the Klingon area just because of fucking Picard.
He seems insane, but we should
Klingon
humor
area.
Him.
Like, this is the only storyline I've seen where like the gang gets back together and they're all like, I guess we're going to fucking the most dangerous planet place. Because this bitch is crazy.
It's a shame. He's lost his marbles, but we are going to do everything he asks us to do.
But that's what's great. Because if it was anybody else, it really, realistically, everybody would be like, no, we're not doing that. But because it's the captain, because there's like a slight chance that it could be an anomaly, they're like, okay.
Okay. Now imagine it's someone in your life that you trust implicitly. Yeah. And they start saying, look, I can't quite explain how this is happening to me, but I do need you to get in a car with me and we're going to drive against oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine.
If my stepdad said it, I'd do it.
Don't do that.
I hope I don't have to. But
we're not there, Alice. I'm just saying.
We're not there in technology.
I thought that was the answer. I thought we had to answer that. I'm giving myself 50 points. I don't care.
I would do it only if another.
I'm neck and neck with Paul. Too did it.
This is not.
Well, you tricked me into being answering. So
tricked you into answering.
Paul, who would you say? Who would you trust that way?
No one.
Oh,
yeah.
I Paul gets another 50. Paul gets another 50 points.
Give me another 50 points.
Oh my God. That's crazy. I can't believe you
all
did
right,
that.
You got them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tricked us.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Ronnie? Now, give yourself another 100 points.
How can
thank
you?
Thank you.
Oh,
you know what?
Bloop, bloop, and I have to do it.
I
did do it.
Bloop, bloop.
I know. Why don't I have a point sound?
I would only go
why
again.
Why don't you?
Running
it's so
traffic
insane that
if
I don't.
If it was me and I look better,
if
I'd be like. Yeah, bitch.
If it was like you from another dimension or something, like you slide in, it's like, I'm you.
I don't know where from.
Here's what we got to do.
But she looks better. I'd be like, let's go.
Paul's points.
That's okay for points.
There's Veronica's points.
Yes. Thank you.
You don't have like a little bell, like a ding, like that kind of thing?
I have that. And, ooh, I have this.
Kind of the opposite. No.
No.
It's like someone who wants to make a kiss happen at a wedding reception and then he bails on it.
And then he's like, you know what? Fuck
he's
it.
He's like, nobody? Oh, okay. Right?
Taught me off.
I'm already holding.
This is what happens when your points go away. What?
No.
So.
More points.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours Live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime!
Act 7. Continuous scans of the future report no anomalies within a light year of the Devron system. So here's the thing. Let's get into this plot.
Let's get into the plot.
A jumping Picard. Picard, timeline one.
By Mark Twain.
Jumping Picard.
Jumping
we got a jumping Picard in the
Devron
town.
System.
A jumping Picard in the old Yorktown.
People came from miles around.
I wouldn't hate to see like a Jonathan Frakes, Kate Winslet, you know, where he's like the grizzled captain. In the unit, and she's mayor of Easttown, and it's mayor of Yorktown in space.
Okay.
Morning, mayor.
I'm not mad about that.
Morning, mayor. You know, and she's like, ugh, what? You're here at 0800 hours tomorrow. Remember? She's like, yeah, I got it.
I've been watching that show, and after each episode, I'm like, well, didn't like that one either.
What but do you he, not they, like about yet, it? Because I agree there's some things I don't
which
like
one?
About
which
it.
Show? What
just,
is this?
It's just Mayor of Easttown. It's just like, what are we doing here?
Overhyped, I would say.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's one of those, it's like poor face almost, you know what I mean? Where it's like,
thank you.
It's these people are playing these, I don't know, there's something that feels gross about it to me. But I don't
the people
like.
Who are like the really hot people who are like, I have no money. And
do you know what it
I'm
is?
A mom.
It's because it's not a true story. It's just some novel about these people. And it seems like it's a big lark for everyone to be doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if we're going to be making things up? Do we need to see another like drunk dad who beats up his kids? Like, you know what I mean?
I love that take because I agree. I hate Poor Face. First of all, I absolutely, Skylar, we do. I do not.
You're wrong.
I'm going to minus 50 points from Skylar.
Yes. Thank you.
Skylar, you get minus 50. So I don't like when people do Poor Face. I think it's so fucking like, because it's not like disrespectful of poor people or whatever, because again, poor people are not a monolith. So there are shitty poor people, but like fucking, it's these elite people who've never known any experience of like being, you know, it's one thing for Mickey Rourke to do it in The Wrestler because it feels like Mickey Rourke like lived, but there's so many actors who, you know, who are just like grew up in the English countryside who are just like, now I'm in Philly.
It's the way it's written too. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It just, it puts me off. It puts me off.
I also feel like it's like when I watch The Killing, remember The Killing?
And I do remember
season
The Killing.
One was like, just Rosie Larson got killed on the busiest night of her life was basically the plot.
It's
like every
two,
every episode was like, oh, and then we got to go to this thing. Cause that's what she did after that. And I was just like, that's the laziest writing I've ever seen for a detective show. Just like, oh, she just did a lot that night. So that's why it's lasting an entire season.
Stuff like that always feels like, oh, they don't know what the ending of this
is. Yeah. And then the other thing is that guy who's the new like detective that they had to bring in who solved this murder. He's bad.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't Mare solve this case if she's the good one and he sucks? Like, I was like, okay, I can't wait for this guy to like point stuff out that she's doing wrong, because that would make sense given the fact that they had to hire him because she can't get anywhere in this case.
But
and he
Mare
comes into town and she's
sucks.
Like, Mare also sucks.
Like as a character, she's like, I don't like this person.
Well, I would like her if I understood why everybody hated her so much. It just seems like everybody hates her for no reason.
I think she's an asshole to everyone.
The thing about the timeline jumps is that suddenly Q shows up.
Okay, back to Star Trek.
When Q shows up, it's crazy.
When Q shows up, it is crazy.
The thing about the timeline jumps is when Q shows up, it's crazy.
That's what's crazy about it.
It's crazy.
And Picard knew it. He saw
a
it coming.
Species.
Of course, we went back for the to the judgment, to the trial. Wait, this is the trial race. From. This is a callback to the trial.
Yeah.
From.
Yeah. And we knew this because the people who are the weirdos who were showing up in all of his visions in the future are the people from the apocalypse with an umbrella with no fabric in it. Because when I saw that umbrella with just spokes, I was like, oh, I know what this is. I know who these people
Things
are.
Things are bad. Times are bad.
Here they are.
Like, I would remember all these people for the rest of my life.
We demonstrated to you that mankind had become peaceful and benevolent. You agreed and you let us go on our way. Now, why am I standing here again?
Oh, you'd like me to connect the dots for you, Legion?
Oh, do you like me
to? To see so that your puny mind could comprehend? How boring.
Boring!
Agreeing with you!
Muppets. This is the audience.
Are we real?
It'd be so much more entertained if you just tried to figure it out.
I'll answer any 10 questions that call for a yes or a no.
Yay!
It's called 10 questions. 20 questions.
Are you putting mankind on trial again? No.
You wearing dish gloves?
Yeah. What are their reactions?
Is there any connection between the trial 7 years ago and what's happening now?
Oh, I'd have to say yes.
Oh,
a special anomaly in the neutral zone. Is it related to what's going on?
Most definitely, yes.
It's your mama.
Is it part of a Romulan plot?
No reaction to that one.
To start a war.
No and no.
Yeah, sometimes it's no.
Five down.
That's only four.
Is it a Romulan plot? Is it a ploy to start a war? Those are separate questions.
Oh, come on, what are you, five?
Did you create the anomaly?
No, no, no. You're going to be so surprised when you realize where it came from, if you ever figure it out.
This is what it's like going to like a Tony Hinchcliffe show. Time?
Going to a what?
I'll answer that question if you promise you won't tell anyone.
It's like a comedy show that's not funny and everybody's laughing for some reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Like
sorry!
When they do stand up in a movie.
No question. You forfeit the rest of your question.
Like all of Maisel.
Yeah, people just laughing at setups.
She's just like, so I go into the store, and there's no food in the store, and I'm going. Oh, if we could get this Seinfeld like and play it over Q, that'd be great. But we can't.
Wait, Ronnie, are you having mic problems?
I just like had to take it because I was finding myself.
Okay. We all got to do that.
Technical difficulty. You know what
I mean? We all got to find ourselves.
I had to find myself and I didn't. So I came back to being the thing before.
It's a where you took a bubble bath.
I took a bubble bath. I took a bubble bath in my bathroom.
I took a bubble bath.
I took a bubble bath in my bathroom.
So they ask Worf if he can take them to the neutral zone, and Worf's like, no can do.
No.
And then again, Picard very, very rude to him about that. It doesn't seem like, Skylar has pasted something into the chat for me to share. Let me just see what that is.
This Skylar's really involved in the show. He's a big fan.
He is a big fan. Yeah, here
this
he goes.
Skylar is.
All right, here's an ad.
I apologize. No, Skylar. No, 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 honey. No, no, Sky. No, don't apologize.
I have to wait for the ad to end for this bit to work. Okay. Okay. Let's try it. I have to go back to this thing when he's saying his stuff. Okay. Here we go. Share screen. Sound on, everybody. Ready?
Yeah, my sound's on.
Shut up.
Look, all your text.
Oh, wow. I'm going to read all this shit real quick.
Rhythm, screen cap.
Wait, where am I? How can you see
baby,
my text?
Baby, do we need a dessert tonight?
Ooh, baby, do we
wait,
need
wait, I can't
dessert
see what you're
tonight.
Seeing. Hold on, I can't see what you're seeing. Stop making sure. I can't see what you're seeing.
Baby, do we need a dessert tonight?
Are you having dinner with a baby?
Oh, geez.
So new, it has no name.
I thought you'd never get here. Kid, I knew it. What's going on? It's just
please. Please stop this.
Okay.
Please stop this. Please.
Maybe if it was quieter.
Stood here was 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
There we go. It's better if it's quieter.
Mortals understand time. Must you be so linear, John?
You accuse me of being
no,
the
no good. Okay.
This is like a thing. If you planned it out in advance, you could pick the moments where it would go and it would make sense, as opposed to just having it play over.
But as it is,
everything.
As it is now, it is everything with everything.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
everything with everything,
and that's kind of what everything. Picard's going through. Everything with everything.
Yeah.
You know. There we go. We tied it back in.
Yes,
yes,
it is. So aren't you guys bothered by the fact that
yes.
Troy was killed in the future and
yeah.
after this like catfight between Worf and Riker, and also she looks so good. She's the only cast member who played her younger self from 7 years ago.
Wait, so
she didn't.
What's
she didn't
the question?
Age at all.
Are we bothered that she looks good or
that
no?
Are
we bothered
no.
that she's got killed?
That she gets eliminated in the future
yeah,
timeline.
I think
so they all get like one more time.
Of all the people that would
Troy.
Be likely to have gotten killed from that crew, I would think that she would be the least likely.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally.
Okay. Given
less
what her job is. Yeah.
All right. Paul,
about,
that is 100 points. Very good.
Wow.
I was going to answer
feels good.
It, but
Paul,
I was.
Paul, I think, is just passed me by 50
No, Paul's,
points.
You're still 50 points ahead of Paul.
Also, why is the doctor in charge of a ship?
Oh, because it's a medical ship. And
oh, it's a medical ship. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about
med ship.
I was like, let me think about this. So, of course, Picard and Crusher kiss at the end. We wanted that kiss. We needed a kiss.
Yes.
My heart's penis needed the kiss.
Oh, my heart's penis had been edging for 7 seasons.
You know, listen to your heart's penis when it tells you what to want. It's just strange to me that like this, everybody's playing these psychosexual games because like in this show, everybody's like, let's just be friends. And then they make out. And it's so confusing all the time. Yeah. Like if I was in this, I'd be like, what is it's going on with us?
That
I
need a label. That is my literal life. Like, this is how I live. This is how I have my group of harem people. Like, it just, it works like this.
Like, everyone's so constantly like, okay, no, we have boundaries now. Good. And then just somebody just fingers someone and you're just like, I don't.
And they're like, next day, they're like, oh, you have a date? All right, see you later. This is a casual friend finger. Alice just went in a diagonal shape with just one index and stopped suddenly halfway through the frame.
Alice like was doing like a real fast prostate exam.
It's a one thing.
I'm efficient. That's why I got my own medical ship.
So Picard and Crusher kiss in the future timeline, their ex-husband and wife. And when Troy was doing the test to be a commander, the episode where Data is in a thing.
He's in a thing. We know what you mean.
So it was a B storyline, but it was the storyline I cared about is that Troy passes her command test and she becomes a commander.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly says, I've already done this because even though I'm a doctor, I'm a medical doctor, I've always wanted to be in command. I think it's fun and it stretches my skills out. I like it. She basically was like, oh, I'll do it for fun.
Yeah, she's so like, I'm a doctor, but like, command on the side.
Command on the side. And then eventually it's fun.
I can yell at people all I want.
They do have her be a Captain Picard in the future.
That's true.
She's a doctor and a commander. In one.
Starring
in
Russell Crowe.
In one. In the one ball.
Doctor and commander.
In the one ball ship.
So if she tells you to take your aspirin and call her in the morning, you better make that fucking call.
The Patoos? The
Doctor Boss.
The Pasteur. The Pasteur.
What ailment could you have where a doctor would say, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning? Like, what would you go in? That's such an old expression.
Hypochondria.
You're a lover.
Like, what did you go in complaining about? It's like, I think my arm is broken.
Lack of sex?
I have cancer. Lack of sex. Doctor, I can't get laid. Take 2 aspirin, call me in the morning.
That's a sexy prescription.
Still haven't gotten laid. Hello. Good morning.
She's like, I know. The morning is the only time in which I could have sex with you. So come on over.
But the doctor's a woman. And I'm married to her. Stop having a headache. Stop having a headache.
And call me.
Stop having a headache and call me in the morning.
That's basically what that means.
Exactly.
Yes. So... That's ailment.
So that's ailment.
So that's ailment.
100 points that's for Veronica. Okay.
Thank you. I passed 100 for Veronica. 100.
I don't know if I'm.
Yeah. You're crushing. You are destroying right now.
Jesus, you're so far ahead of all of us.
In the regular timeline, suddenly Geordi's eyes start regenerating.
And
Nurse Ogawa loses her fetus.
A little bit. Yeah, and it's not like it's like a sad thing because she actually wanted it,
she said.
And she pretended.
So everyone in the present timeline is going back in time, like Benjamin Button, including Geordi's eyes are regenerating. So Q tells Picard, "You are the cause of humanity's destruction," and then. In each timeline, he decides to send a tachyon edible arrangement to the Devron. To the Devron.
I sent a tachyon anomaly
to the edible anomaly.
Could you send an edible arrangement to the Devron anomaly?
To the Devron.
Make sure there's plenty of cantaloupe.
No honeydew.
Don't skimp on the pineapple.
That is the conversation of edible arrangement.
Temporal anomaly!
We can't stay, Captain.
We have to! Everything depends on it! We can't leave now! Please listen to me!
Oh, the ship machine. The machine.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
You know what? Me too.
By the hour, Jordy.
I hope it happens to me.
It wouldn't be
Why
bad.
Not?
Three points of view.
I gotta answer this dessert question. Another look.
Oh, Alyssa. Alyssa.
A
few days, that's to be expected.
Try some.
That's the end of Alyssa's entire story on Star Trek, as she loses her baby due to Benjamin
Button. Right back, Alyssa.
That's sad. That's crazy.
It is.
Weird.
It's no good.
Alyssa lost the baby.
So loud. Alyssa lost the baby is what happened.
The baby.
Somehow the temporal energy from the anomaly caused the fetal tissue to revert to an earlier stage of development.
Ew.
It's as if the unborn child began to grow younger until finally the DNA itself began to break down.
I told her it was her fault.
How is she?
Physically, she's fine for now.
The father gained some sperm back.
He was walking down the hall.
Do I suddenly have more sperm?
To be coalescing, reverting to earlier forms.
I don't like that.
The effect is only temporary.
It's not like a reverse orgasm. That's not good.
It was a full rewind.
That's not a good thing to experience. Must be like a punch in the gut.
No. But like real slow.
Where do ball thing comes from?
Like where do ball thing comes
where
from?
Do ball where, thing comes from?
Where do ball thing come from?
If not.
Where do?
What are you asking?
Could you rephrase?
And I want points for this if I can answer it.
Oh, me too.
The things from the ball. Where does sperm form? Where does it come from? What?
Gotta be those balls. Gotta be those balls. What drips into the balls?
Sperm comes from the prostate regulates sperm.
And does a great job.
And which one of us is right, Skylar? Skylar, I've decided you're the arbiter
of this. What is that cream thing?
It's viscous fluid.
Where does it come from?
Oh, Skylar's looking into it.
Looking into it.
Our producers here are looking into ball stuff.
This is something we're definitely going to look into that.
I got a lot of info.
I can't answer that for you right now, but we are looking into it.
That means that...
got a lot of info, conflicting stuff.
Conflicting the producers stuff!
Are confirmed.
I got diagnosed with that. The doctor told me I had conflicting stuff. That's why we couldn't have a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry for your conflicting stuff.
It'd be great
stuff.
If that's what you said. Janie was like, I really want a baby. Are you sure this conflicting stuff is a real thing?
It's real?
Yeah, doctor says my stuff is conflicted.
Okay. Sperm develop in the testicles within a system of tiny tubes called the seminiferous tubules. At birth, these tubules contain simple round cells during puberty.
Puberty.
Other women's causes have... Oh, man, Paul was right.
100 points for me.
All right, okay, 100 wait. Points for Paul. Fuck, I'm so behind.
Sperm developing the testicles
is what I think happens. Is how Skylar wrapped it all.
Well, it's good enough for me.
But what right. is sperm?
100 points for Paul.
Sperm is the magic juice of life, Ronnie.
Okay.
All right, Paul,
behind this.
You need 50 points to catch up to Veronica.
Oh, I mean,
I don't know how we're
going to
get it, but we got to figure it out.
All right, cool. Okay, sperm is,
Come on.
So he figures out that this anomaly is actually... This
put
is
the definition of sperm in the chat.
Paul is so literally like, come on.
So he figures out this anomaly that is created by these tacky on edible arrangements is moving backwards in time. Like it starts in the future and gets bigger in the past. So as it grows,
which is not the way it's supposed to go.
Not the way it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. That's why it's confusing.
Things don't go that way.
No.
Things don't go that way.
Things
Sorry.
Don't go that way. And that's
things
on God.
Things go the other way.
So he realizes that if it keeps developing and if he doesn't stop it, in the future and the past and also the present, then he will create an anomaly that grows so big in the back end.
that only God can lift it.
That only God can lift that shit. And it just wipes out the beginnings of humanity. The goo.
Q takes him all the way to the goo. When the goo turn into cells.
You recognize this, Jean-Luc? It's the goo.
This
is where sperm happens.
Q literally looks up at a puddle and says, this is you, Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc.
That's a burn.
Look, Jean-Luc.
It is. That's a burn. It's not
okay,
right.
Here we go.
Now your old stomping grounds? This is Earth. France. France. 3.5 billion years ago. Give or take an eon or two. It smells awful, doesn't it?
It couldn't be France.
Sulfur and volcanic ash. Really must speak to the maid.
Mixed with the smell of croissants.
Is there any point to all this?
Because it's France. What if there was just a baguette? A baguette on the ground. Because it's France.
At Earth.
Nobody.
At this point in history, the anomaly fills your entire quadrant of the galaxy.
Further back in time, the larger the anomaly.
That was me. That's my biography.
Come here.
There's something I want to show you. Come here.
You're just going to make fun of me.
You see this?
Pull my finger.
This is you. I'm serious. Right here. Life is about to form on this planet for the very first time.
God,
a group of amino acids are about to combine to form the first protein. The building blocks.
Don't touch it.
Goo.
He just goes in straight
Gross.
Into the goo.
Call life.
I wonder if that's
strange,
egg whites.
Strange, isn't it? Everything you know, your entire civilization, it all begins right here in this little pond of goo.
It's my little pond of goo. My little pond of goo.
Yo, my little pond of goo.
Too bad you didn't bring your microscope. It's really quite fascinating.
Fascinating.
Oh, look. There they go.
He's trying to see.
Amino acids are moving closer and closer. And
I can't see it.
What is he, a microscope?
Yeah, what are you, a microscope over
here?
What are
you, a microscope?
See what you've done?
You saying that I caused the anomaly?
You don't think it's because you stuck your hand in there, asshole?
And that the anomaly somehow...
What's more likely?
Disrupted the beginnings of life.
Look, I'm no scientist.
Like, the anomaly's still over there. You stuck your hand in the goo.
The goo is like, okay, we have these proteins. We're going to make them. We got the plans for the proteins. And everything's ready. Right? The anomaly's still over there, so we got time. And everything's ready to go. Okay, let's... And 5, 4... What's that big hand? Ah! So that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's a Harold. I just did
a Harold. It's
a Harold
and Maude.
Oh, to think all the things that are part of existence, including the movie Harold and Maude, starred in that puddle of goo.
Harold and Maude.
I hate Harold and Maude, by the way.
All seasons.
Everybody when I was a kid loved that movie. When I was in like high school and it was like this weird fascination with like movies from the 70s. Yeah. Everybody loved it. I hated that movie.
I'm totally going to be that old woman for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but I was like, so the old woman gets to like have sex with a young dude before she dies. And that's the dude. That's one of my many problems with that movie. That's the dude.
Who
the grossest dude?
Be? Alice, who is it going to be?
It's going to be Chris Hemsworth. I want them to remake it. But the actress
How
is the
How old
same.
Are you?
But
a
the
million?
The actress is the same age as Chris Hemsworth because that's how Hollywood works.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She's 1 year younger than him.
It's so just Julianne Moore.
Yeah. But
Have you seen Harold Nowadays? Bud Cort?
Bud Cort, yes.
I haven't seen him.
I know what he looks like now.
Oh God,
nowadays,
is he right behind me?
There you go.
Have you seen Bud Cort lately? Because I think he said right behind you.
Oh no.
Oh, I hate this. Classic Bud Cort though. Sneaking up on a podcaster.
Jean-Luc figures out he is causing the anomaly. It's following him through time. And he's like, I know what to do. I gotta go get the gang together.
So we many gotta, times.
I need all my specialists. I need a little guy who can get into small spaces. I need a guy who's a master of disguise. I need a guy who's a big burly guy who can knock people out. I need a sexy lady to distract the guards.
You know how like the gang gets back together and there's always one person in the gang that's like, I don't do that anymore. What if it was two people that did that? It would really ruin the whole flow.
What if it was 3 out of 5?
Like three, he's like, okay, look, it's Tracy. And then that person's like, okay, I'm in. And then the second person's like, it's Tracy. And that person's like, I never really had a connection with Tracy.
Yeah. Tracy was more your friend than mine. And I like my life.
Fuck. But you're the little guy who can get to small spaces.
Yeah. I mean, I can still do that if I need to. I'm older now. I mean, it's not my favorite thing to do. It's hell the next day, I'll tell you that much.
My you know, joints Tracy are really liked you. You just didn't.
Well, maybe she should have said something.
I'm lying anyway. She never said anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Well,
I could tell she didn't like me.
We're fucked.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Find another small guy.
Not in this timeline. All right. So, I like the scene at the very end when we end this podcast. Which is when Picard goes in, like after everything, he figures it out. He does stop the anomaly and sacrifices himself and the crew in all three timelines. And then he wakes up in normal mode.
And right before that, it cuts between the three timelines. And he started by being like, every time he jumped between timelines, he'd be like, and now he just jumps between timelines and he's like continuing with this conversation. He's juggling three timelines seamlessly.
It's really well done.
He uses his superpowers on the bridge of the first iteration. He uses his superpowers of being a good speech maker because eventually the crew is like, okay, this is our first day and you're telling us to do the most fucked up shit possible. And I hate
this guy sucks.
And also Tasha told us how you just stared at her in the shuttle on the way here. So
that's all I could think about.
It's hard to trust at the very least.
Before you hit play in the old timeline, when they're all like the future timeline, everyone's like, okay, he has this syndrome. He's crazy. In the present timeline, they are working with him, but people are Benjamin Buttoning. And in the past timeline, the crew is like, we just met you, dude. We don't know why you're asking us to sacrifice ourselves for you. So he has like a big moment in each timeline where they just have to trust him.
As and well. He somehow that could be a problem. The anomaly is so much larger in the other two Enterprises. Time periods. It may be dangerous to take the ship in.
Right
take
into
the
it.
The ship in where, sir? Into the anomaly, well, Chief.
I'll finish my point.
We're in a course for the
take the center. Ship in where, sir?
Sorry, finish your point, B. Sorry.
And thanks to this like joint effort, he basically convinces three timelines of Enterprise crews to kill them suicide.
Yeah, he captains
into
the shit out of it.
In the middle, he triple captains with triple Enterprises
and
triple Picards.
Yeah,
into the middle of the anomaly.
It's a real three Picarder.
Available power to the shields,
sir. Can you give us some explanation?
No, Lieutenant, I cannot.
Captain, like them so apples. Far we've obeyed every order, no matter how far fetched it might have seemed. But if we're to risk the safety of the ship and crew, I think we have to ask you for an explanation.
You're not going to get one.
I understand
one.
Your
How
concern,
do you like that?
Lieutenant. And I know that if I were in your position, I would be doing the same thing.
Great thing to say.
I would be.
Looking for answers. But you're not going to find any, because I don't have any to give you. No, it is difficult for you to understand that we have to take the ship into the very center of the phenomenon and create a static warp shell. Now, this will put the ship at risk. Quite frankly, we may not survive. But I want you to believe that I'm doing this for a greater purpose, and that what is at stake here is more than any of you can possibly imagine. I know you have your doubts about me, about each other, about the ship. All I can say is that, although we have only been together for a short time, I know that you are the finest crew in the fleet. And I would trust each of you with my life. So, I'm asking you for a leap of faith. And to trust me.
I sense, okay.
I sense he's not lying.
Shields up.
Is it okay that I say that?
Boosting field integrity.
And they do it.
Cells.
They're like, yes, Dad.
I sense YOLO.
I am preparing to initiate a static warp shell. Course laid
in, sir. In this iteration of time, though, what happens is they do what he says, and then they all
die. I sense YOLO. She just sensed it.
She sensed it.
He sensed YOLO. They go in. Two of the Enterprises get disappeared. Then the third one, Picard, suddenly appears where Q is. Q is like, congrats, you did it again. You're my favorite pet. You're my favorite human pet. Because Data compared what Q does to Picard as a master treats a pet. And you know what? I do that to my cat. I'm like, here's a new world that you're going to have to pass.
Yes.
Here's a test.
What?
I do that too. Yeah.
How do you do it?
You bring it to any new environment.
Yeah. And then you...
She took her cat to Austin.
I know. And the cat is on a weight loss regime.
Yes. It's grandma's skinny camp.
We on a world tour. It's a weight loss regime. And it starts in Austin.
So that's me. That's me cueing my cat.
So that's me.
That's just me being cue with my cat, you know?
Just being cue with my cat.
There are very many examples.
I have a question for... 150 points.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Did anybody cry watching these episodes?
Paul, I did not cry.
Veronica, not this time, but I feel like I'm getting teary right now.
Okay. Alice. Skylar, do you want to go first before me?
How many points does Skylar have now?
Minus 50. Yeah.
Ooh, he's in the hole.
I had a text that I was going to be in a Zoom and I could not finish. So, no. Alice, I did cry. 150 points for me. And I know I defined what the points are, but I'm still behind you, so you don't have to worry. And I cried.
Skylar can get 50 points because he will cry.
All right, 50 points for Skylar, so he's a zero again.
He's a real crybaby.
And Veronica, I'm going to give you 50 points because you're going to cry.
I might.
So yeah. If Paul doesn't cry, I don't know what he's going to do.
Do I have to cry about this specifically or can I cry about other things? Oh, well, then, yeah, I'm going
to
cry. Sure.
You just have to cry here.
Okay.
Not in your life.
Oh, on camera?
On this show. Yeah. Try to cry.
He's just trying to get them out like poop.
Maybe you'll cry during this scene. I don't know. I cried because.
What if I did? What if I just cried during this tiny sliver of the show?
I would frankly be so impressed. I would hire you for something.
Oh, okay. Well, I can.
To deliver edible arrangements. All good things notes. Oh.
Deliver the edible arrangements to the anomaly. So we're going to see the very last scene of all of TNG.
Alice wrote down 5 notes.
Shut up.
And this is a very last, very special poker game.
And very sexy.
Oh. Take it.
Anytime, Doctor.
Last time we see that space visor.
4 hands in a row. How does he do it?
I cheat. I'm kidding.
You know, I was thinking about what the captain told us all about the future. About how we all changed and drifted apart. Why would he want to tell us what's to come?
Sure goes against everything we've always heard about not polluting the timeline, doesn't it?
I believe, however, this situation is unique. Since the anomaly did not occur, there have already been changes in the way this timeline is unfolding. The future we experience will undoubtedly be different from the one the captain encountered.
Maybe that's why he told us. Knowing what happens in that future allows us to change things now.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Some things never happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the whole issue.
Agreed.
What do you mean, agreed?
Come in.
I agree on facts.
Am I too late?
Of course not. Pull up a chair.
What's the game?
5 card draw, deuces one.
Cards.
Come in.
It's me. Surprised.
What date is it? Just kidding. Remember that before I did that?
That actually does happen.
Is there a problem, sir?
No. I just thought that I might join you this evening. If there's room.
Of course. Have a seat.
We invited you 7 years ago and you never accepted.
Would you care to deal, sir?
Like, is the idea have been asking him every week for 7 years? How about tonight? You want to come? No.
Oh, I can't.
He makes him a different excuse every single time. 7 years worth of excuses.
When he actually comes there, like, a little uncomfortable, like, oh.
And he's like, you know, 30% of the time, he's like, no, I'll be there. For sure. For sure. And then they all get an alert right before. You know, and they're like, here he is.
Oh, was that last night? Oh.
Oh, my God. He does the Larry David and he shows up a night early. Ready to go.
Okay, let's play it. Actually, I used to be.
Actually, I used to be quite a card player in my youth, you know.
He's referencing his youth episode.
Look at this. This is where I cried.
I want to remember all your stupid faces.
No.
I should have done this a long time ago.
You were always welcome.
So, 5-card stud, nothing wild. And the sky's the limit.
No!
I'm crying.
I really am.
I am crying too. I am crying. Paul, you gotta make something up.
Yes. I'm crying.
I am crying.
Because he was always welcome.
He's always welcome.
Okay, I got it.
Little red nose.
Look, it's a tear. The tear is there.
There's a tear.
The eyes are wet.
That's acting, though. You're acting.
Oh, my eye is.
It's such a big tear that it flopped all the way down. No.
You're just sweating.
I splash water on my face.
You're just sweating.
I can't have people thinking I'm sweating like a hog.
You're sweating profusely.
I thought that was such a good ending.
I cried because it pans out of a poker game forever.
And he
forever.
Says the sky's the limit.
This as a series finale is so well done and satisfying. And, you know how hard it is to do, how hard it is to pull off a series finale. Everyone has huge expectations and they were one of the few that did it. Like they really nailed it. It was great.
They really did. And the fucking thing about how, like, you know, especially rewatching it, I would say it's even more touching because if you're a fan of this show, you know, these people in this room are truly connected through this experience.
Yeah.
They talk about it all the time, how much they love each other. They love to see each other. You know, they don't get to see each other that often anymore, which and they're saying these things about like, let's make sure to not drift apart, you know, that this experience that we've been through, like we have a chance today at the end of it to say what the future holds for each other and our connection. And they're saying it and like Picard comes in and he's
know.
Oh, you guys.
I'm like, I'm crying because, because of it's like, well, we're never going to get this again. Like that's it. This is the last episode of the fucking
it
TNT,
makes me think about like how Frake said that when in our interview, what Frake said, he's like him and Marina would film all day long, get up excited to go to work at 4 a.m, film all day long and then go drink later.
Yeah.
You know, like that was their relationship on this show, which is so special. And so it's unique and it doesn't happen that
often.
Rare.
It's just very rare. Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah.
And it makes me think like what we could have had as a show, a podcast. We never went out for drinks after.
Especially because we're ending this entire show while on Zoom still. Like we actually didn't get to like do it in studio again. I think I'm crying because also, I just wanted more episodes. It got so good towards the end.
The fuck and are you doing, Allison?
There is a tear right here.
Okay, okay, we all believed you. Ronnie, what were you saying?
I have been inspired twice, and now it's gone. The crew...
Se fue.
Se fue. The crew is... yeah, they all love each other. It ends with this, like, timelines thing, which to me is like, okay, we don't know what the future holds. Troy might die. Like, when it ends, I'm, like, acutely aware that Troy dies in this. So it's like seeing if you get to have a chance, like, one more time with your family member that you know passes away eventually, like your grandpa or whatever.
Troy,
if you get
grandpa.
To have that
my
one
grandpa,
more time,
sexy woman Troy.
Or like,
my grandpa was a beautiful woman with gigantic hair, and I miss him every day.
I remember we'd all climb up onto
you were
her lap.
So lucky. You wish you were so
I was lucky.
Lucky.
I was a lucky guy. I was a lucky little boy.
It's time to go fishing.
We should listen to the intro for the very last time. I know it's like a lot, but
the intro
it's
of,
the intro.
Or the theme
oh.
song?
With a piece
the intro
Stu's
of the show.
Narration.
Yes.
Stewie's narration, yeah.
Stewie. Patty.
So it's a little narration.
Oh, they're calling me again. They're calling me again. Oh, no, it's Garrett. Oh, guys.
Baby dessert?
Garrett, you're here just in time. Oh, I muted myself.
You what?
You're here just in time.
For what?
It's the last episode. It's hold on, let me put the thing on speaker so they can
hello.
Hear you. Skylar says hello, Garrett. This is the last episode of Treks ever.
Hi, Skylar. Oh wow. This is unbelievably perfect timing. I'm honored to be here.
They're not saying anything. He can hear you.
Oh, hi, Garrett.
Hi.
Hi, Garrett.
Hello.
So what are you calling about?
Garrett, it's me, Michael Chiklis from The Shield.
Michael, it's great to meet you.
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you, and so is Alice.
Oh, thank you. It means so much to hear that. I go, you know, I look for validation every minute of my life.
Well, you got it from this crooked cop. I'm kidding. That's just on TV. Well, I got to go.
Michael Chiklis, wait. We haven't finished the show yet.
Goodbye.
Are you calling about dessert?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to call you back because, you know, I'm doing a podcast.
Do we need a dessert, baby?
They saw your text.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Now they know what I'm dealing with.
Ah, this dessert baby monster.
All right, I'll call you back in a tiny bit.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Fucking.
That was great. That there was one last phone call, on air phone call.
One last Garrett phone call. I felt like appropriate.
One last Garrett phone call.
I realize my cat sounds like Neil Young. He's like, oh, there's harvest, meow.
Do you have the intro?
Oh, sorry. I forgot that I was
This is all very well and good, Alice. Do you have the intro?
Do you have it?
Oh, my God, Ronnie, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah, okay, hold on. Here we go. Am I convincing you that this is it?
There you go.
Space.
Space.
One dirty cop.
Space. The final frontier.
Final frontier.
It actually startled me.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
We have a little bit of the show. Dress was in the captain uniform.
Paul was our guest.
Alice is here with our very last show. His name is Garrett, and he wants to ask for dessert tonight.
Tonight we'll have a game night, much like the very last scene of this show. This show has been the greatest. Paul, do you have any lyrics that you want to sing to us on this last iteration of the show?
These titles were unchanged for 7 years. That's insane. Why did they do that?
Why did they do that?
Okay, let's just watch it.
Oh. It's time to go upstairs.
It's time to go upstairs once
more. It's time to beam up.
Yeah.
And I propose the atmosphere.
I propose marriage, first of all, to the three of us. But also, if you want, I had an idea that if you want, we could do a watch party or something of the Star Trek Next Generation retrospective episode, which I did watch.
Of the first.
The Star Trek Next Generation retrospective episode, Riker Out. That is Jonathan Frakes presenting a chronicle of Gene Roddenberry's beloved Emmy Award winning series. Just back the behind the scenes shit, documentaries, them hanging out. I saw the first 5 minutes of it. It's great.
That sounds fun.
And I thought we should probably do it.
You should.
The three of us. So let's do it.
Me too.
So you do.
Yeah, I love that.
You thought this was goodbye, but it's the end of the episode. You thought you were going to lose us forever, but there's one more coming your way in a few weeks whenever we have time to do it. So there you go, guys.
One more something. That's poetry, Ronnie.
All good things
that's my poetry.
Are going to be another week away or so.
May I say something?
I'm already crying. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you want reverb? You can't have it.
No, I do. I do not.
Okay, say something.
I have been such a fan of this podcast. I have really enjoyed it so much. You two are hilarious and so sweet and so funny and so smart. And I look forward to listening to it every week, much less all the times that you've had me on. It's been so much fun. And thank you so much for including me in your party.
Thank you so much. I'm going to not cry, but I will probably
cry. I'm not crying either.
I'm not
crying either. So.
You don't need to cry.
Paul, you're such an addition to the show. I'm so happy you liked us and decided to keep doing this. And I'm so honored that you came late and eating.
It was really a big deal. It was really awesome.
That is the thing that made me cry the most. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, upset the good way.
Well, you know? And I know that we've...
upset the good way.
I feel like it's we started off this show with so much, so many plans. And a lot of our plans fell apart.
They all fell apart immediately.
And instead of our plans, we have something so much better. And it's really thanks to you, Veronica, who just got up and walked out of the cat.
Oh my God. That's a big cat.
Really thanks to everybody at Forever Dog, but especially thanks to my co-host, Veronica, who just I love so much. And Paul, I'm so glad that you were here for the last episode because you've been such a huge part of this show.
I was very flattered to be asked. Thank you so much.
Huge.
I was secretly hoping that I would be asked, and then my beautiful wish came true.
I love to make you secretly hope. That's because when
fact
I
that you did
as
that?
We've established, I'm much younger than you, and we
much younger than you.
And no, but I came up when you were one of the very first comedians I listened to when I started before I started comedy, but I listened to and I was like, oh, you can do this? This is something you can do?
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
It was huge to me. And to the very idea that I got to move out to LA and become friends with some of my favorite comedians is incredible. But you are a real one, Paul. You are a real one.
Yes.
Like, I'm like friendly with a lot of those people, but you're a real one, dude.
Thank you, Alex.
Paul, you're the comedian I listened to that prevented me and my ex-boyfriend from fighting. Is the one thing.
Is you that were, true?
That's crazy. Your specials were the one thing.
That's not true.
This is actually true.
It is true.
It is fucking true.
Wow.
That's a strange one.
You guys are trying to make me cry. And it's not.
No. This is like, he was such a fan and he played your specials and I didn't know who you were because I just moved here and I still don't know what.
Can't use that
are.
As an excuse forever, but go ahead.
I will. I will. See me. See me. Try me.
Fight me. Fight me. I will.
Fight me. Try me. And so every time we listen to your special, we would like have this like common just agreement on things. We fought so much, but this you were the one.
Is this the same one from the trip where he said the trip was not good because you fought the whole time?
No, I just date people like that. Yeah, chronically. I just have this like bullseye.
Yeah, I like Veronica dates people and the minute they start dating her, she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I love it.
Immediately, I'm like, what? And then, yeah. So I was super excited to know you because I was like, oh, the peacemaker of my little heart.
That I'm very pleased to hear that. That's obviously hilarious. And I'm so grateful for this show because I would not know you, Ronnie, without it. And you're such a wonderful human being, and I'm so glad to know you.
Thank you. Me too. I'm so happy.
Great connector
is
kind of how I am. Sort of.
Alice, thanks to Alice. Alice,
the pieces.
This is an inner workings of the show that no one knows, but Alice is the comedian. So she's, of course, a person who's been booking. I mean, I'm a comedian. I'm not a stand-up comedian in America. And so Alice is the one who knows all the stand-ups and all the people that she's been booking. And she's the one who's
we always joke about how if Veronica booked hustling. It would be a bunch of mimes.
It would be a bunch of mimes, like South American like clowns.
To describe what they're doing.
We would have like my aunt.
Bill Irwin.
It would be like three random telenovela stars. Two mimes.
Don't hate that.
That doesn't sound
CSI.
Bad.
Yeah, to
it's
be
not
honest.
Terrible, don't frankly, but it's okay.
Maybe Platanitos would be a guest.
Oh, Cabezon.
I mean, Ramplu would have made it.
Oh, Ramplu.
Ramplu.
Alguien me dice que
Ramplu, you're here.
Oh, hola.
Hola, Ramplu.
Ramplu, you know, it's the end of the podcast.
El final?
Sí.
El final.
Ay, no me gusta este noticias.
Llegaste tarde.
Like
you were
un
late.
Un momentito.
But you know
ay,
what?
Yo don't, quiero
did
decir
you fall down
algo.
A well?
Where did you get? Where did you? Ramplu.
Ramplu, are you okay down there?
Fell
nobody
down the crack.
Knows this, but I am actually a god.
Really?
I have made it possible for this podcast to exist.
Wait, Ramplu, are you putting us on trial?
Yes. This entire show has been a trial to make sure you are good at doing a podcast together.
Oh, wow.
And
did
you
we pass?
Has failed.
Oh.
Wow.
That is disappointing. I'm not going to
lie. We just lost all of our points.
But you have a chance.
Uh-huh. Oh.
If you are able to get together in the next, let's say, month or so, and do
okay.
the recap
good
episode
range.
Of the recap episode of Star Trek, you can redeem all.
Oh, Ramplu, we don't know.
Yeah,
we
I don't
know
about that,
Ramplu.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? I get it. People are busy. They have lots to lose.
Ramplu, we don't know.
Well, we'll get back to you, Ramplu. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, bueno. Chaito.
Bueno, pues,
que estés bien.
Que te pillen también.
Que estés bien.
Okay. Que te cuide.
Saludos a tu mamá.
Okay. Saludos a tuyo.
Saludos a tu mamá.
Y a tu gatitos. Bueno, Paul.
Gracias, gracias. Bueno, Paul.
Paul is bueno, a cutie. Good night.
Oh, gracias, Ramplu.
What did I miss?
Alice, you just
Alice,
missed Ramplu.
Oh, I can't believe you missed Ramplu. Every time, you miss him every time he comes.
I thought I saw somebody walking out, and I was like,
and
could that be?
Ramplu confessed he's a god, and
he was putting
us in trial.
He was on a tiny cloud. He floated out on a tiny cloud. That's who that was? I thought it was a DJ.
You saw him?
No.
Oh.
You thought it was a DJ?
Yeah, it was from Blue Being a Tiny God.
I don't know what a DJ is anymore, I guess. Well,
it's a tiny thing on a cloud.
What did he say we have to do? God's always decree things.
Get together within the next month. Yeah, something weird. We have to get together within the next month to watch the recap and then
do a recap of a recap.
Yeah.
He was just like,
I'm down
rambling.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah. I mean, if he's a god, you guys.
A god.
Yeah, but even a god.
If he was the god, I mean, obviously I'd say yes right away.
Well, maybe he. Ugh. All right. Now you're being all monotheistic.
Yeah. You know me.
This is tautology.
You know what? I am being monotheistic. I've been mono.
I've been mono.
She has mono.
I got mono in high school. And I've only believed in one god ever since. And it's that D.
You kissing devil.
You kissing devil.
Well, guys, I don't want to end this, but.
I know.
I have to.
We all don't want to end it. We're all.
Nobody wants to end it.
Stretching it out, but we will.
Skylar's in the background just like
doing the bubble gum.
A four episode row. Cut it.
He's going to try to do this. He is. He's going to try to cut this one up. I know it.
Well, all good things, guys. You know what I mean?
All good things.
All good things.
I don't know how to end this.
All good things spoil the whole barrel.
Alice, thank you for
all
everything.
All good things are one bad apple.
You're my tether. And
that's
then,
why we're canceled. You are my tether.
That's what I'll say. And then Paul was both our tethers.
Each other done the it's other. It's a system. Carabiner over there.
I feel like I should go away so you guys can have a moment.
You are always welcome.
No.
You are always welcome. If you do go away, we're just going to discuss when your last brain scan was.
Just so you know. So what I think is we're going to take a break. We're definitely, this is the end of Trex in the City TNG version, the TNG days, the TNG good old days. And then
but there's more Trex to come. And we have a new format coming at you. And then before that happens in the next month or so, as decreed by Ramplu, we should get that recap episode out. So
be on the lookout for that.
Be on the lookout.
And we want to thank you.
If you miss us, look to the skies.
The sky's the limit. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being our listeners, no matter if you're home or not. But if you're home, especially.
And if you're just tuning in, you missed the whole episode.
You gotta go back. If you're just tuning in.
You gotta go back to the beginning.
You psycho.
Come on, you psycho.
If you're tuning in just now, you're psycho. So we'll leave at that.
I love you all. Good night. And good luck.
Good night.
Engage.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.